When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Cat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. As such, your expectations of it should be sufficiently lowered. But let me go ahead and say, lower them a little further. Like, open that basement door, let your expectations tumble down the stairs, past the washer and dryer, past the box of mildewy holiday ornaments, and into the weird ditch where the sump pump does whatever sump pumps do. Perfect. In this state of mind, you're ready to sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the Tavern the Wanderlost in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Pick a card, any card.
Okay.
Just whatever.
Do you want me to point at it, pull it out?
I guess, touch it and pull it out. Sorry, pull out a card, any card.
Pull out a card, any card. Okay. I got this one. Now, do I eat it? Do I, like, destroy it and then...
Got it in one. You eat it.
Okay. It's usually my first impulse.
Yeah, and I'll take this one and... Yep, just handing out snacks. Anybody else want a card? Anybody want a card? You want a card? Anybody want a card?
They're delicious, everybody. I highly recommend them.
And now for some magic, Usador.
I'm also joined by now some magic, Usador.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiengelk. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoog Stengis,
hey,
and I am known to...
Usador.
What?
John, it worked.
Oh, shit. Usador, loud again.
Throughout the Northeast, this Gasmanius may star, and there may be...
Wow. Arnie, we've had this power the whole time?
We didn't know we could wizard soothe.
We can cross fade this motherfucker?
I know. Usador up.
They would devour your very bowels.
I wonder if we can, like, fade Usador's voice all the way to the left side.
Name intro in reverse.
In Stanges,
and quiet. Arnie, it's so hard to tell if he's actually doing it in reverse or if he's doing his classic sort of Usador, like.
It's tough because part of it backwards is definitely Igstanges, right? Like,
yeah, it's the same forwards as backwards.
Igstanges. Oh, it's a palindrome.
Obviously.
So how are you doing, guys, both of you?
Well, first, pick a card, any card.
Oh, fine. When you say pick, do you mean pull it out and eat it?
No. Just pick a card.
Okay. The Seven of Clubs.
Got it in one.
Oh, and he ate the card, so we have to trust him.
Yeah.
Arnie, a lot of magic in Foon is honor system. You know, somebody will be like, say any card. They'll eat the card, and then they'll go, yep, that was it. Trust me.
Well, that's how it used to be until the wizards began their unholy ascent to fiefdoms and cruel martial law, how I've come to hate them. Oh, but let's get to our guest.
Oh, yeah.
It's an old friend of ours returning. It's Borghild the fortune teller.
Wow, Borghild. It's been like 7 years since we've seen Borghild.
Well, what is time, you know? I don't even know what it is, but I'm so happy to see all of you today. Thanks for asking me to join your little party.
Oh,
any time, and I'm glad you asked. Time is a plane that exists above and outside of our own plane of existence, and it can be mutated and altered, as is well known by my good friend, Can the Wizard.
Well, there you have it. I never had such an answer like that before.
Happy to help.
Dang. Hey, everybody, pick a card, any card. Here you go.
Oh, I'm full.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, no, this one you don't eat.
These are non-needed cards, okay.
No, they're not edible. No.
I'm going to pick this one right here.
And I'll take this one at the end here.
Can I look at it?
Sure. It's an anniversary card. Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Aww. Mine's a birthday card. Whoa.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Arnie, you didn't pick a card.
Mine just says sorry for your loss.
Oh, so well-timed.
You had a big baseball game that you lost, and I'm real sorry about it.
Oh, fuck. I missed my big baseball game.
Yeah, that's why you lost.
Oh, no.
Look, I know things, okay? And, you know, I just wanted to, like, put that in front. Like, sorry, we're going to acknowledge the loss, then we're going to move on, because that's what we do.
Arnie, you've been so excited about starting a baseball team here in food.
I know. We haven't been doing it on the podcast, but every week for about the last 5 years, I've been teaching the people of Foon how to play baseball, putting together a ragtag team of baseball players, and so many fun stories and characters and stuff that I'm like, let's save it until after we have a game and we win to talk about it on the podcast. And then I fucking forgot about the game, and apparently we lost.
Yeah, because you didn't show up.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, that's not on you, but then it kind of is. Mm-hmm. So next time, just be there?
Yeah, I guess.
Bootless Joe is going to be pissed.
Well, he's a cheater.
Yeah.
Famously, yes.
Arnie, shouldn't it be called a run home? Just some musings.
Okay. This is why you're not invited to the baseball team, by the way, Chunt.
Oh, and also because I swung at the ball and somebody said strike, and so I hit him.
Yes.
I mean, the guy was literally asking for it.
I know. Every opportunity for you to misunderstand any of the words involved in baseball, you did. And so much chaos ensued.
Oh, yeah. Stole a base, took it back to the sides. There, everyone was pissed. Ball one, I ripped off one of my testicles.
Yes, that was the worst one to watch.
Ball two wasn't great either.
Well, I was back to sort of my factory resets. Broomhild?
Borghild.
I'm so sorry. Borghild.
It's okay. It's a mouthful.
You're standing next to that broom.
Yeah.
Borghild, it's so wonderful to see you. It's so great to have the cards you gave us and your general positive attitude. What the hell have you been up to?
Oh, let me tell you what I've been up to, where I've been, who I've seen, who I've missed out on.
Oh.
You know, the whole thing.
Wow. That covers all of it.
Yeah, you know, I'm a pretty thorough girl. I'm still fortune telling.
I believe the last time we saw you, you were actually heading out on a quest, weren't you?
Yeah, I was headed to the Westlands with my half-brother, because we found out we had the same father.
Ah, Nathaniel Quenyar.
DQ.
Yeah, that guy. You know how when you discover you have a half-sibling? We've all been there, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah, we went out to find our father, and we did, and I gotta tell you, he was a real bummer. You know, ironically, he was super tall, so tall I couldn't see his face, and he wouldn't lean over.
Rude.
And so I was like, you know what? I gotta ramble on. And I did. And so now, you know, I'm big on the scene. I follow a band around, and I...
Oh.
Wow.
I tell fortunes, and I sell grilled cheese, and I'm real happy with it.
So wait. Last time we saw you, you sold fortunes. But in the 7 years between, you have added selling grilled cheese.
Yeah, like, you know, because I was still learning the whole fortune thing when I first met you all. And, I was pretty good at it. But what I really found, my passion, my calling, you know, a yearning that I didn't know I had until I was on the lot. And it's the truth is revealed in the cheese.
Sort of a fortune and a food cart business. The margins there can be real tight.
That's right. And so I've just been following my bliss, if you will, and just take it, following the muse, see where it takes me. And it's led me to all kinds of lands and planes and dimensions and things of that nature.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, overall, I'm pretty happy because, you know, I'm just doing my thing, letting the cheese just melt any worries away that people have and making friends, you know?
Did I hear you correctly that there's something magical about this cheese, or does the cheese tell fortunes?
Well, a lot can be revealed in cheese if you open your eyes to it. And let me tell you, you don't have to see things with your eyes open. You can still see things even if your eyes are closed. And that's one thing that I've learned.
Sure, eyes wide shut.
But yeah, cheese can reveal quite a bit about a person and people.
Also, Arnie, have you had cheese? Do they have cheese on Earth?
Oh, yeah. Do they have cheese?
Do they have cheese on Earth?
We have like thousands of kinds of cheese on Earth.
Shut up. There are like six.
Thousands of kinds?
Thousands of kinds of cheese?
Yeah.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
How many cheeses are there in Foon?
Six. Yellow, white,
yeah.
Off yellow, off right. White. Right. Yellow, white, white, yellow.
Yeah, that's all of them.
Ironically, Usador likes cheese whiz.
I mean, I've been known to dabble in a little bit of cheese whiz.
Mm-hmm. Yellow shower. Yeah.
I don't mind playing around.
But yeah, well, that said, that we only have, you know, six cheeses, and yet you, Arnie, have like thousands. Like, what was your favorite cheese before Fame?
I really like Gouda, which is a cheese on my world.
Yeah, we all like good cheese.
Like good
yeah,
cheese,
that's everyone likes Gouda cheese. That's you don't want bad cheese.
I do especially like the way Borg says it.
Gouda cheese?
Yeah.
Everyone likes Gouda cheese.
Sure.
So I don't like you didn't really answer the question of, you know, your favorite kind of cheese pre-Thune.
Well, I also like Swiss.
Excuse me?
Sorry.
Arnie, that's what you yell when somebody has a swing and a miss in baseball.
Oh, so close. Maybe you can be back on the team. You know, it's kind of basic, but I like cheddar.
So let's back up. What is Swiss cheese? Describe Swiss cheese for us.
So it's cheese with holes.
So you get less cheese?
Because of moths?
Oh, no, it's just made that way. I think it's just to differentiate it, basically. There's no scientific process that makes it that way, I'm pretty sure. It's just like, why don't we have holes in this cheese? So you always know it's Swiss.
What is science cheese, though? Well, that's where I don't understand what kind of cheese you have coming from your world. Because the cheese I use, there's no science. It's just natural. It's a natural cheese. Because that's where the truth lies, in the nature of it all.
Yeah, you want cheese from, like, in Foon, a laughing cow usually produces good cheese. Like it's happy. It's been told a joke.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you also said that you were following a band.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's where my true passion, you know, I gotta say, after me and my father, he was a bummer, as I said before, I just, you know,
yeah.
I was just real sad, didn't know kind of what to do with my life, and then I heard the music of this band that made me just stop asking questions and just happen to find answers that I didn't even know I needed.
Wow.
And it was real beautiful. And real magical, and so I've decided to just follow them around until, you know, until they're not playing no more.
And this band does not have a name?
Yes, it does. They're called the Thankful Fred. That's Fred with a PH, because the drummer's name is Fred. Well, one of the drummers. They got two drummers, two percussionists is what they call it, percussionists.
Hmm.
They play different cities and planes and dimensions, and you never hear the same song or the same show twice, so you never know what you're going to get, and it's just real beautiful, and we all just kind of follow them around. It's like a home that creates itself in a way that makes you feel like you're inside a piece of bubble gum.
Wow. I only once was lucky enough to catch a Thankful Fred show.
Yeah.
Arnie, it's so exciting because, Borkhild said, every show is different. The one I went to was very sort of audience involved, where Thankful Fred was like, hey, everybody, what are you thankful for? And we went around and we kind of said what we were thankful for.
Oh, man, they don't do that very often. I can't believe you caught that on your only show that you went to. I was chasing that for probably about 3 years or so. So you're pretty blessed.
Oh, let me, you sir, do you mind taking out this memory?
Of course not. Which one?
The one of me the being thankful thankful Fred. Yeah, yeah. Just take that out and just pop that over to...
Eirin Karstotha Karnakawatath Eratol Kalath.
Is this an evil spell? It sort of sounds like
an
evil
spell. Oh, yeah, super evil.
Here you go. Here's the memory. You can have it now.
Kill Arnie. Kill Arnie.
Oh, shoot. I did it wrong. Borghild, can you have the memory? Can you?
Well, I do. You know, sometimes there has been talk of evil Fred, and it doesn't pop up too much, but yeah, every now and again there are some dark messages that that can occur, but what I'm hearing over it, though, is all the thankfulness that people have for the life of their ears, and that is taking over this dark, dark killing message.
Let's take a quick break, and I'm going to try to deprogram Chunt so he doesn't kill Arnie.
Kill Arnie?
He doesn't seem, like, super motivated about it, so that's good.
I mean, what's new?
Last year, Law and Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The 6-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law and Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Now, Chunt, what do you want to do?
Kill Arnie.
But do you really want to kill Arnie?
Kill Arnie
I think that's about as good as we're going to get.
Okay, that's fine. So, Borghild, following this band around, the Thankful Fred.
Yeah.
How much is, like, drugs involved in this whole thing?
Well, you know, what are drugs, first of all? And sometimes, you know, you got to take them if you got a headache. And then sometimes... you don't. So I think for me, they're not too much. But for others, that's their jam.
Sure.
And there's no judgment in the community at large. But for some people, you know, they're going to use them. And then other people, they're not going to use them. And for some, they might try once or twice and be like, oh, no, I tried to eat my own couch. I don't want to do this again. So then they don't.
Mm.
And then others, you know, they take to it right away.
They're like, I loved eating my couch. I got to do that again.
Yeah, and that's beautiful for you, and I think that's great. But if you need a place to sit, I got a couch that you can share with me.
That's a lovely sentiment. It'd be very expensive to keep eating your couch, though, I believe.
That's why I think a lot of people stopped using some of the drugs, like the couch-eating drugs.
There is a specific couch-eating drug that causes that.
Yeah, there is a drug that you're more prone to eat a couch than not.
Couchello.
Mm-hmm.
Do people take it because they're like, I've always kind of wanted to eat a couch, but I can't get myself there. Maybe if I take this drug, I will.
Right. Well, you know, there's that saying, like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And then some people are like, well, I'll start with a couch, then see if I can eat that elephant. And after they eat a couch, they're like, oh, hell, I can take on the elephant. Or they're like, oh, hell, I just ate a couch. I'm too full to eat an elephant.
And Arnie, don't tell me you've never walked into a room, glanced over at the wall, and thought, that couch looks pretty good. Chunch, have you ever eaten a couch?
Fucked.
What?
Fucked.
Oh, okay, yes.
Oh, well, good for you, man. That's not easy.
That's just a rumor. We can't substantiate that.
Okay, JD.
But still, that ain't easy to do. You know, some people say they do, but they really don't. So if you actually did, good on you.
Thank you, Killarney.
What?
Oh, he's trying to kill me. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of death, and maybe this is a brutal segue, but I'm so sorry to hear, maybe you don't know, your half-brother Nathaniel Quinyarvan did pass.
Oh, he did. He is not in this particular, his physical nature did decease.
Yeah.
But he's still around, and he pops up, ironically, and not ironically, he pops up in the scene every now and again, too. He's still pretty sweet on me. I don't know if you remember that, but he, liked me, and I was like, hey.
Yeah.
You know? But no, he'll still, his essence is still kind of everywhere, and, you know, when you're around a lot of trees, sometimes he'll, pop up and, you know, kind of annoy me a little bit. So, I'm not too sad that he is physical stature isn't around anymore, because he still is in another realm that I still see quite a bit.
So it sounds like you're being haunted at least a little bit.
I guess you could call it that. I just, you know, I think he visits me, and it's kind of nice because, you know, for a long time I didn't know he was my brother. I didn't have a brother. I thought I was an only child. So I was like, what is it like to be annoyed by someone who's kind of related to you? Mm-hmm. And I didn't know until I was a grown adult woman. And so it's kind of nice to get a taste of that now. Be like, hell, you're annoying even after you're dead. Mm-hmm. You know what? I love it. I'm here for it. Do you want a grilled cheese? He can't eat it. And then he's like, hey, that's not fair. I can't eat this. And I'm like, hey, man, then quit bugging me.
Yeah. Usador, is it considered a haunting if it's just like a casual pop-in every once in a while?
Well, I mean, there's a very fine line between being irritating and haunting somebody. Trunt may even be more well-suited to answer this question. His father was a hunger ghost, famously.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
And I'm sure at times it felt like you were being haunted, and other times you're just like, get out of here. I'm fine. Leave me alone. Just go eat a bag of potato chips or think about eating a bag of potato chips since you can't or whatever.
Oh, yeah. And also to feed a ghost, you have to kill the food.
You have to kill the food to feed the ghost, which is annoying. So I guess you could get that grilled cheese over to Nathaniel Quinyarvan if you so desired.
I've never tried to kill a grilled cheese. If you put ketchup on it, does that mean it's dead? How do you kill a grilled cheese, y'all?
Well, it's easier than you think.
Really?
Yeah, kill Arnie, kill grilled cheese, not the same.
Not the same. It's gotta be easier to kill a grilled cheese than to kill me.
Well, you'd be surprised.
Arnie, can I talk to you real quick over here?
Sure.
I think this spell that I accidentally put on Chunt, it gave him what I've heard you refer to in the past as Frankenstein voice.
A little bit, but it's slowly also turning into Borghild voice.
Friends, back on mic.
Oh, sorry. I think if you want to kill a grilled cheese, you have to find its weakness. So, what is the weakness of grilled cheese?
Boy.
I guess you could burn it so badly that it no longer is edible, and then it would die, and the ghost of it would be edible by your good friend, DQ.
That's very true. I never thought of it that way. Or if you don't put the cheese betwixt something and it just melts all over whatever cooking device you have.
Oh, and then you've got yellow everywhere, or white yellow everywhere, or yellow white everywhere.
Yeah, right?
You could leave it out for too long, on a counter without refrigerating it for a day or something.
Yeah.
Let it get moldy and gross and nasty.
That would just grow more life on it, though. So would it be dead or just more alive?
Oh, yeah. Arnie, can I charge you for a second?
Sure, of course. Are you going to try to kill me?
Kill Arnie? No.
Okay.
Set it with a question mark.
I'll risk it. What's going on, buddy?
I think I'm starting to get what you called
Frankenstein voice, and then the next day you came back and said Frankenstein monster's voice?
Yeah, I had to correct. I had to correct it. And I didn't have the time to really fully explain why that is the case, but...
Yeah. Well, from the story you told, isn't the man who made the monster the real monster?
In a way, sure.
So Frankenstein's monster still holds. Or Frankenstein is, really the monster.
Sure.
Gallery.
Did you want to bring me over to tell me that even though you're having a hard time talking?
I was going to kill you.
Oh, I knew it. Okay, buddy, I can't stay mad at you.
Well, I suppose another way to kill a grilled cheese would be to set it on fire with a flame spell or freeze it with an ice spell. You could throw it off a castle parapet. You could have a horse kick it right in the head, right in its grilled cheese head.
Where's the head on a grilled cheese?
You know how you usually cut them in half?
Uh-huh.
It's the tip that isn't cut in half. So it has two heads.
Mm. Dunk it in soup.
Dunk it in soup.
You could dunk it in soup. I've heard a grilled cheese scream when it has entered the hot liquid of a bisque or a soup.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that it was dying. I just thought it was real happy to be there. But hell, I've been inadvertently killing grilled cheese and I didn't even know it.
Now, here's an interesting philosophical question. If you make a grilled cheese, perfect, absolutely perfect, and then you feed it to someone and it's destroyed, have you killed it? And is there a ghost grilled cheese, a second ghost grilled cheese to eat? It's filling its intended purpose. You haven't killed it, per se.
Right. It is providing energy for the person who has consumed it. So is it just a transfer of energy, or is it truly a death?
It all comes back to the classic question, does grilled cheese have a soul?
Oh, hands down, yeah. Grilled cheese has a soul. Oh, for sure it does. For sure it does. Everything has a soul.
And it helps feed your soul. I mean, there's grilled cheese for the vegetarian soul. There's grilled cheese for the parent soul. There's grilled cheese for the podcaster soul.
Oh, have you had that sort?
No.
How was it?
Good learning.
Borghild, I'm so happy to have you here. I'm so glad that you found this new calling in life, that you're following...
My bliss, yeah.
By following...
Thankful Fred.
Thankful Fred around.
Thankful Fred with a PH. That's Thankful Fred. Yeah, it's a band, they've been around for decades and generations. I'm real happy to be part of that family. You know, if y'all want to ever join me on Lot, or, if we even get a miracle and get inside, I'd be... happy, more than happy, to show you the way.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't go inside, you're just outside telling fortunes and making grilled cheese.
It really depends, it depends on where the night takes me. Sometimes I'm able to get in, sometimes I sit back, sometimes they come to me,
I'm sorry to be so pedantic about this, but when you say sometimes you're able to get in, are you buying a ticket to get in?
Well, yeah. But you can purchase it not with just money,
Okay.
Like it's like a karmic thing or a comic thing or a cosmic thing or a Killarney thing or like anything like that. It just really depends,
Oh, fuck yeah, Killarney.
Hmm.
Oh, speaking of Killarney's fortune, tell Arnie's fortune.
Oh yeah, Arnie's fortune. Well, first of all, Arnie, what kind of cheese would you choose in your grilled cheese sandwich?
Gouda.
Come on, man.
Of course. I know you want a Gouda cheese. I know that. But what kind of cheese would you like?
We told you the types of cheeses.
Okay, yellow.
All right. Ooh, yellow cheese.
Okay.
All right. All right. So I'm putting it between two pieces of sourdough bread because that's how I make it. All right.
Oh.
I'm going to put a little bit of, now this is controversial, I'm going to put a little bit of mayo on the inside. I'm going to butter it on the outside, all right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm putting it on my griddle. And as that cheese is melting, I am seeing what is coming to you, Arnie. And are you ready for this? Arnie, are you ready for your fortune?
Are you ready?
Yeah. I'm ready. Am I ready for this? Yeah.
But are you ready? Are you ready for this, Arnie? I need a sincere answer.
Yeah. How? Yes.
All right. Good. Good. Because this is what your yellow melted cheese is telling me.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying it's in you and you know it and you got to claim it.
Huh.
Now, there's no antecedent to it, so I don't know what the it is, but you know it already and it's in you and you got to claim it.
OK. Okay.
You gotta claim it!
Wow. What's it? What is it?
Like, a can-do spirit, maybe?
Sure.
Maybe I have what it takes to really take this podcast to the next level.
Wait, there's different levels to podcasting?
Yeah, this is news to us.
Yeah, we just still haven't gotten to level two.
What?
We gotta beat the boss? Beat big boss to go to level two?
Well, yeah. Yeah, we gotta beat a big boss to get to level two. We've been at level one for 9 years.
Year 10, that's a nice round number, so maybe you'll hit level two in a year or so. Again, what is time, though? Like, maybe you've already been podcasting for 3 decades in another realm and you didn't realize it, because you might only be considering linear time, which, that's just one way.
Oh, yeah. 10 years, that's nothing when you're 350 years old. It doesn't means nothing to me.
Oh, yeah. Also, we could use Usador found warp whistle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you want to use my warp whistle?
It'd be fun.
To get to a different level?
Yeah. I mean, it'll take us all around Foon. I assume it could take us to a different level of podcasting, too.
Yeah, why wouldn't you use all tools accessible to you, Arnie?
Had I known there were different levels before now, I would have offered my warp whistle to you, and we could have magically transported there.
Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Kill Arnie right after this.
Arnie, duck!
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his 3 children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
Okay, now, Chunt, let's try this one more time. Mm-hmm. You want to...
Kiss
Arnie.
Arnie.
There you go.
To death.
To death. Wait, I mean, I think it's progress.
That's beautiful.
You should know.
Yes?
Shall we tell Arnie that there's all kinds of cheeses?
No, don't ever tell him. Borghild, I've been deprogramming Chunt over here during the commercial breaks, but I don't want to ignore you. We were so happy to have you here. What is your favorite way to eat grilled cheese?
Oh, well, there are many ways that I do like to eat a grilled cheese, but my favorite way probably is, again, not to be a broken record, but you gotta have it on some sourdough.
Sure.
And I'll take a little cheddar or orange cheese, maybe, as you all might understand it.
Sure.
And I melt it. And then I listen to what's going on around me, and I take bite after bite after bite after bite, you know, until it's gone, and I chew it, and I swallow it.
Yeah, that's how eating works.
I don't want to assume everyone eats the same way.
Fair.
You know, I can't make that assumption. I can't make
it. Yeah, Arnie, please, interrupting. Please, continue. Please, continue. Chew, swallow.
No, I just chew and then swallow, and then I just let everything just kind of melt away. As I'm eating it and digesting it, and then I like to just dance around and sway to whatever I'm listening to.
Oh, Sounds like a pretty fun cheese incident.
It is. It is. I don't always use string cheese in my cheese, though, but every now and again, I do enjoy a good string cheese incident sandwich. Yeah, I do. And I let it just split open and melt and take it in.
So you did a fortune cheese sandwich for me. Maybe could you do one for Usador?
I can, but I do know that he will partake of the dark cheese.
It's true. I'm not afraid. Give me your darkest cheese.
All right. So this is on rye bread.
Also, can I have a little bit of pesto on there? Just like spread on.
Of course, baby. You say what you want. I'm here to make the cheese that you want, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Pesto, a nice dark cheese. I am throwing it on the darkest bread that I can think of, which would be a pumpernickel, probably. Isn't that a pretty dark bread?
All right. It's pretty dark, yeah.
All right. And I don't know how that goes with pesto, but this is how we're doing it.
I'm excited to learn.
Grilling it up. That dark cheese is melting. Oh, that dark cheese is really melting nice right into the bread. And as Isidore takes a bite, it starts to consume him. The darkness is consuming him, and he is laughing about it. He's enjoying this darkness. I can't even believe it. I've never seen a dark, happy fortune like this. And,
Oh, pesto changeo.
He did. He pesto changed right in front of my face, dude. And this is what I see for him. I see friendship in an unlikely place.
An unlikely place.
Could it correspond with my fortune and maybe that friendship is inside me?
So I have to crawl inside of you?
Might as well try.
You just wanted him to kill me.
Yeah, there's a way to kill Arnie. I'm sorry.
If the Arnie fits, wear it. I don't know.
Find friendship in an unlikely... I know.
Huh?
I know what it means. I have to befriend my enemies. Yea, those wizards who have turned on me, I must turn them back into mine friends.
Are you starting to lay the groundwork to betray us by joining up with the wizards?
No. Quite the opposite. I'm laying the groundwork to build a coalition of mighty wizards who wish to save Olifoon from those who have fallen into darkness. I mean, you can come along. Ugh.
Chun, are you willing to set aside your trying to kill me for a minute and get your fortune told?
Yeah, I think I can make that happen.
Okay.
Stab.
Whoa, that was close.
All right, I'm going to take that knife from your hands and use it to spread some butter on this bread. Now... Chunt, what kind of cheese is your favorite cheese for a grilled cheese sandwich?
Okay, well, cheese is out of the bag. Arnie knows we have lots of cheeses. I'm going to say, maybe like a mozzarella.
That just says a lot about you. All right, so you got a nice mozzarella. I'm putting this between some garlic bread for you because mozzarella and garlic bread is like ooh la la or something that. Or like manja, right?
This sounds great.
That's melting away. Oh, Chunt. Whoa, Chunt. Now, you are going to come upon some very unexpected, happy circumstances.
Arnie, don't comment on that.
I was that whole halfway.
Sure, you're gonna come upon. Come on, man.
I was. You're not wrong.
You're coming upon some unexpected happy circumstances. That's what the Mots is telling me.
Chunt, you know what it could mean.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unexpected if you kill Arnie, but it seems like it would make you happy.
Yeah, things might work out for the best. Arnie, what do you think?
I just think you're going to come upon something. I don't know. I'm still stuck on that part.
Holy shit. I totally forgot. I got a mozzarella and garlic bread sandwich. Happy days out here again.
Why did I eat my sandwich? Where did I put my sandwich?
That was a happy circumstance.
Hold on. And mine was about there being something inside of me. Was it about the sandwich that I was going to eat? Are all of these fortunes about the sandwiches themselves?
I mean, hey, why not? You bought it. You already bought it. You know, you might as well make it about yourself, right? Isn't that what life's about?
So friendship in an unexpected place would be my friendship with the sandwich.
In your stomach. Unexpected. Wow.
It all makes perfect sense.
I suppose so. Though I still might try to win over some wizards to our side, just to, you know, make things less shitty in the world.
Borghild, what do we owe you?
Oh, no. You don't owe me nothing, man. The camaraderie that we've had today is enough payment for me.
Wow.
So I just want you're fed and you're nourished, and hopefully that'll take you to the next place that you're supposed to go. Now, where is that? I don't know, but I'm happy that you're here right now.
So you don't need these 125 gold coins, the exact cost of a Thankful Fred ticket?
Well, you know, if you want to, if you want to, you know, leave a gratuity in my jar here, I wouldn't say no to it, but it's no presh. You know, I'll get there one way or another.
All right, I'm going to leave you these coins because I think you've done a wonderful job of both rebuilding our friendships betwixt all four of us and also filling our stomachs with nourishing and delicious food and meaningless bullshit fortunes. I've told you guys, prophecies are all crap.
Thank you.
Have you noticed that we always give all our money away almost every episode?
What?
Should we interrogate why we do that? Like every episode, whether it's a sandwich or nothing at all, one of you is like, can I just throw all of my money at you so we have no money for the next episode?
Arnie, I'll give you 500 coin to shut the fuck up.
Is that not what you did in before your foon days, Arnie? You wouldn't like, you never gave anybody anything? Ever?
Sure. No, I would pay for goods and services, but I wouldn't, at the end of every conversation, be like, whether someone wanted it or not, and in this case you were saying you didn't want it, just say, here, take all my money.
I mean, I didn't say I didn't want it, but I didn't want you to give it to me if you thought you had to, only if you wanted to. That's what I'm saying with my stuff.
And I wanted to, so it all worked out.
Okay.
That's the beauty of running a tavern here, like the Wanderlust. It allows us to continue to bring in more money every day and then give it out to someone else.
First of all, it's my tavern.
Come on.
And this, now I'm understanding why we're not making any money, because you keep giving it away.
We are making money. It just continues to move through the world, just like Borghild moves through the world and finds the next place she's supposed to be.
Yeah. And isn't life abundant anyway, so things will just kind of happen whether they're supposed to or not?
Wow, that's a beautiful sentiment. Borghild, here's another 125 gold, in case you want to bring a plus one.
Whoa! Thanks! I mean, would any of y'all want to come? They're playing tonight.
I've never seen them before. I think that would be fun. Have I seen them before? I feel like, no, I haven't. Definitely haven't.
Even if you have, you haven't seen this show yet. Don't be scared.
How many hours long will this show be?
Well, you know, it could be anywhere from probably 12 hours to, I don't know, a week or two, depending on how long the venue will let them play. I once had an 8-day-long song played at one of the shows I was at.
Incredible.
Lyrics the whole time?
Oh, no, not lyrics the whole time. Lyrics, you know, not every song has a ton of lyrics in a Thankful Fred song. A lot of it is, you know, a lot of beautiful sounds. But there was probably a 3-day vocal jam that did happen probably in what you would consider 2 years ago.
Vocal jam, great. Now I'm hungry again. Arnie, did you know that there's a Thankful Fred had an ice cream named after them?
No.
Yeah, cherry.
It was just called cherry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how is that named after them?
Well, Thankful Fred was named first.
Right.
And then the ice cream was named after him.
They've had another flavor, too, just called Fred food.
That one I bet's good. That one I bet is really good.
Even if you're lactose intolerant, they got a dairy-free option, too.
Chunt, do you think you're going to the concert? It doesn't really sound like my cup of tea. I really like it when songs are filled with lyrics and about 3 minutes long and then fade out for no reason.
You know what? Yeah, I want to go see this concert. I want to see them live. Thank you so much, Borko.
Well, thank you. You know, you and your friend here made it happen. I was just a conduit, if you will.
Yeah. Which friend?
Usador.
Oh, yeah. Arnie's like, cool, Arnie, right? Am I right?
Arnie just needed to, he didn't want to put any money in my jar, which is okay. Right? He was like, why are we doing this? That's not how
I want to operate.
But you don't want him to put the money in there.
If he doesn't want to, I don't want it. I don't want money that's wanted by someone else.
I don't mean to be rude, but not only do I not want to give you money, I am actively trying to stop Usador and Chunt from giving you all of their money.
Oh, wait, I found some more money. Here you
but
go.
It doesn't bother me if they want to give me all their money. Like, that's the thing. If they want to, I'll take it. But if they don't, then, hey, then I won't take the money that's wanted by them. I just want the money they don't want. Do you see what I'm saying, Artie? I want what they want to give. I don't want what they don't want to give.
Damn, that is good advice. Here's 50 gold.
Oh, thanks.
Arnie, you greedy old miser. What were you going to do with all that money?
Run this business.
Arnie, all you think about is work. Borghild, here's another 10 gold. Go buy the biggest goose in the window.
Oh, thank you. You know, I love goose.
Those goose we keep in the window are cost more than 10 gold. We can't.
Arnie, come on, man. Work.
You know, Arnie, not to sound judgmental, but it sounds like you might need to experience a Thankful Fred show and just, like, tune out for a little bit. Just, like, zen and bliss out for a little bit. Because you seem a little, I don't know how else to say it, uptight?
Oh.
Yeah, get out of the giant rat in a dungeon race.
Damn, shots fired, Killarney.
I guess I probably do need something after I miss that big baseball game I've been working on for years and years.
Oh, how you love baseball. I can't believe you missed it.
I know. I love baseball, a game I know all the rules for.
Did you intentionally miss it because you wanted to do something else?
Yeah. You know what? Don't tell anybody on the team, but they're all terrible. I gave them so many speeches about how they could do it, and then I was like, oh, fuck. They can't do it. Maybe I just won't show up.
Dang, now that's got to be kind of heartbreaking to be around a bunch of losers that, not losers, but people who don't know what you're trying to tell them to do and they can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I don't think Arnie was the best coach. I got kicked off the team because I was crying one day.
Arnie said, no crying in baseball.
Yeah, to my knowledge, there ain't no crying in baseball, just like you said. What were you crying about?
Oh, I was just thinking about something sad and then I stubbed my toe.
See, he had two reasons.
Two reasons. You were thinking something sad, and then you stubbed your toe.
No, what, I was thinking about something sad, and I got distracted, and I stubbed my toe, and it made me cry.
Oh, I thought you were crying beforehand because you were thinking about something sad, and then you stubbed your toe, and then you got angry. Because that's what happens to me. When I stub my toe, I get angry.
Sure. I kind of was like, oh, that's very sad. I should do something about
that. Usador, I've told you so many times, you don't need to tell the first part of that story. You don't have to tell the part about thinking of something sad.
Why?
You can just say you stubbed your toe.
Why would someone believe I stubbed my toe if I wasn't thinking about something sad or distracted?
Yeah. I'm just curious what even makes someone like you sad.
Oh, I was thinking about the whales. Those two whales who got married and then got divorced and decided to live in different parts of the world.
Hmm.
It's made me sad. I thought those kids were going to make it.
Wow.
And they each started their own podcast. It's called Podscast.
That's right.
Is a whale still a pod if they're divorced?
That was one of the questions they tackled in that show that they never came up with a satisfying answer to.
Yeah. Arnie kicked me off the baseball team because he said I was too much of a wild thing. And I fucked Roger Dorn's wife.
Borghild, would you mind helping us answer an email from one of the listeners?
Oh, I would be honored. Thank you.
So, listeners, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Or, even better, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern and send us a message there. Here's one.
That reminds me, if Borkel is going to help us out, then she needs to be compensated. Here's 500 gold.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, email answering payment.
This email reads, "Hello, Bangin' Buds. There was something from a very early episode that always stuck out to me. Spintax said that he killed all the multicolor wizards. This was back when wizards were still immortal. So did he really kill them? And even if he did, some must have escaped Spintax. These multicolor wizards would be likely to join your fight against the one color wizards. I hope you can bring them all out of hiding. Don't die, Craig."
Wow. I forgot all about the multicolor wizards.
Yes, it's a very sad tale. You see, when there were many more wizards, and so many wizards of solid colors and multicolors and different patterns and such, Well, our power was spread a little thinner, and it was a little bit easier to kill us. Mm. Well, that's why we needed the Stone of Ephesius, to ensure that our immortality was ensconced in the very fabric of Foon, and we built it into the very fabric of the universe itself. And then when I, you know, destroyed that magical rock, it made the wizards susceptible to harm again. But yes, long ago in the past, there was a very dangerous time for wizards to be alive.
I think my favorite multicolored wizard was the blue and yellow mixed green seal. Arnie, it was a pinniped, a little seal, and he was just so magical.
Oh, Lockzip?
Yeah, Lockzip.
Oh.
I did like Lockzip.
It's odd to see a seal be a wizard.
It is. It's uncommon, but it's always exciting.
I guess I assumed most wizards were human-shaped.
Most of them, yes, are mostly human-shaped. I don't have to stay human-shaped. I choose to because it's easier to move around and interact with foolish mortals such as yourself. Mm-hmm. Damn it, I'm mortal too. I can't say that.
Borghild, have you ever met any of the multicolored wizards before they went away?
Yeah, I have to say I've seen quite a few of them. And I still, on a particular night, if I've had a lot of grilled cheese, I still see them. Now, whether they're like really there or not, I can't vouch for that, but I do see multicolored wizards more often than you'd think.
Oh, trippy.
Yeah, man. And it's cool, you know, and they're usually like pretty cool, and, you know, we'll just hang out a little bit, and, you know, they'll talk about spells and whatnot, and I'm like, cool, you know, man, and then, you know, it's just peace out, and then they move on, and I stay where I am until I move on to my next thing, so, yeah. I do see him.
Oh, shoot. You know what I forgot?
What?
I put something in Chunt's mouth when I cast that spell. Yeah, open your mouth.
Oh, thank you, goddesses. That was awful. That feels much better. Kill Arnie. How did you eat that sandwich? Well, Arnie, if something's stuck in your mouth, you still have room up top and down low.
Yeah.
It's just the middle zone you can't swallow through.
Yeah, and they're not super crunchy sandwiches, so you can kind of like shove a little bit, you know, around whatever is in your mouth. I've done that before, too. When, you know, sometimes when you have a whistle and you want to eat a grilled cheese, you just keep that whistle in your mouth and chew and whistle while you do it.
Sounds fun.
Huh.
So I feel you, Chunt, but it is nice to hear, you know, it's nice to understand you a little more better now, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, samesies. Thank you, Isidore. Yeah.
I stuck this unshelled peanut in there just so I wouldn't forget about it. Does anybody want a peanut?
What did you say?
Anybody want a peanut?
Can you enunciate?
Arnie said that people at baseball games love eating peanuts. Anybody want a peanut?
Anybody want a peanut?
Anybody want a peanut? Is that what you say?
There's,
what
is everyone saying?
Anybody want a peanut?
Okay, I figured it out. There were drugs in that cheese, right? There were drugs in that cheese.
I put some more glorp in mine.
Oh, fuck. Here, take all my money.
Thank you, Arnie!
I'd say there was a drug in that cheese. In fact, in the entire episode, a drug called entertainment. Well, I tried out enthusiasm, and it's not my thing. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Borghild was played by special guest Rebecca Hansen. You can see and hear Rebecca as Cynthia Forrester and GPC in Mystery Science Theater 3000 on Netflix and the Gizmoplex. She also wrote on several episodes of MST3K, seasons 11 through 13. And if you didn't already catch it, watch her in the episode Frank vs. Russia on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia on Hulu. Also, in the Magic Tavern Extended Universe, make sure and check out the newly released Jackbox Naughty Pack on your favorite game platform or PC. Worked on by the voice of Flower, Brooke Bright, as well as someone called Tim Sniffin, which sounds like either a street urchin or an off-putting children's show host. Some names just creep you out, you know? Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Bridget of Fingaria, parentheses Texas, Maya, Kristen, Fooniverse Superstar Shepherd. Wait, can you just declare something like that? Is it like podcast host where there's really no way of fact-checking it? good to know. Where was I? Jip Pennington, Larry the Cable Guy, but there's one R in Larry, so another cease and desist letter avoided for today. Probs Danny, Julia Burgering, parentheses, like Burger King, but without the K. Okay, Julia, keep in mind, Burger King is a very touchy subject around here. Feld Dragoon, Josh Cooley, Patrick Lutz, Squiggly 11, and Big Chunt Man the Orange Cat, parentheses, not a gag, just nicknames and a very real cat name. Okay, I get it, but it's within your power to change nicknames. Just imagine hearing Squiggly 11 and Boots McFlavawiska, Cat Lawyer. On here instead, sometimes we just have to reach out and claim the future we'd like to live in. And finally, Staten Island Jimmy. Thank you for not writing Manhattan Jimmy. Way to keep those ambitions reasonable. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.